Last month, Natalie Hansen broke yet another American powerlifting record at the U.S. National Championships in Orlando, Florida. Hansen's squat lift of 270 kilos that converts to 595 pounds also broke the unofficial world record. Part of Hansen's success is due to her careful workout, diet, and lifting schedule, but it's also the result of a shift from paying attention to what her body looks like to what her body can do.
When I found a sport where I could just be as strong as possible and there were no extra points given for how I looked, that's where I found a lot of freedom.
Growing up in Bethel, Hansen was an athlete at Bethel Regional High School, but she says she'd always felt like she'd been striving for something that was unattainable.
You know, I played volleyball and basketball in high school, and you were always wanting to lose weight so that you could run faster, jump higher, and I was never really, I never felt like I was educated on eating for performance. It was always just eating as little as possible so that I could try to lose some weight so that I would be faster on the court, that kind of thing.
When Hansen got to college, she stopped doing team sports, thinking that might help, but she still found herself running, lifting weights, and eating as little as she could to narrow down. By her senior year, she got into CrossFit, which started to pull her out of her rut, she says. But then she soon realized the gymnastic-like movements were less accessible for her body type. They work better for slender, lightweight people. For instance, a pull-up for someone weighing 160 pounds is a lot tougher than doing one if you weigh 130 pounds. Standing at 5'3", Hansen says she's always been a more muscular, stoutly structured person. When she started lifting weights, she started seeing her body as an asset.
When I started powerlifting, I realized this is purely the physical strength that I'm capable of, and there's no component here that really forces me to lose weight and fit into this society's mold of the ideal body for a woman.
Over the next 4 years, she put on more muscle and more weight, slowly transforming her body from 160 pounds to 185 pounds. But this time, it didn't bother Hansen in the least.
You know, I tell people, I weigh 185, and they don't believe me.
To Hansen, that's because people are focused on the arbitrary numbers shown on a scale rather than what their bodies can do, and also not realizing that they can be physically appealing and healthy without being small. But even in the women's powerlifting world, Hansen says women are still plagued by the male gaze, resulting in more sponsorships and media attention going to women based on appearance alone.
You know, even though we're in a sport where all that matters is how much weight you can lift, this is still happening.
This prompted Hansen to start Beef Puff Barbell, an online powerlift coaching and apparel business with her fellow lifter, Chelsea Savitt. The two wanted to create a positive space to train where all genders could find, quote, self-love and acceptance. Hansen says her mission aligns with the Representation Project, a nonprofit group aimed at breaking gender stereotypes for girls and boys. Hansen donates a percentage of Beef Puff Barbell's yearly profits to the organization. Hansen hopes with her and Beef Puff Barbell's efforts, women and men in the future will learn to stop working against their bodies.
I hate to see people who are trying to, you know, completely change their genetics. And, you know, it's exhausting. And it's not fun either. Just take what you've been given and roll with it and make the most of the rest of your life, because that's what we're supposed to be doing. It's supposed to be enjoyable.
Hansen will get her shot to set an official world record for the women's squat lift next November. For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.